Good morning, Rajesh. Good morning, Susan. Good morning, Venerable Varahi. Good morning, Jill.
Hello. I'm waiting for it to come up. There. I had to wait for everybody to show up.
Good morning, David. Hey, Helen. Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Sakila and Adam and Rebecca and Maria and Olivia. I can't see your faces, but I hope you're here.
Morning.
Hey, Sheila. How are you? Happy Easter.
Happy Easter. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Trying to adjust. Okay, that's better.
Good morning, Pilar. Hey, Susie. Good morning, Giovanna.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
¿Tú me escuchas, Alejandra? No. ¿Ahora me escuchas?
Sí.
Buenas tardes desde Barcelona. Hola, guapísima. Nunca sé si funciona el audio, si no.
Hola, Pilar.
Okay,
qué alegría.
We have a change in program, and I apologize because I missed this message from Geshla yesterday. He is not feeling well, and so he's not coming. But we do have a meditation program prepared. So no offense if anyone chooses not to participate. If you were expecting Geshla, we're going to just go ahead with a little program. It'll take about an hour of guided meditations on change and the precious human rebirth. So, again, my apologies for not having this, knowing this in advance. I missed seeing a message from Geshla. So we're going to go ahead and get started with that. And let's just... take a moment to relax and set our intentions. So today we're going to take a little time to think about change and our precious human right. Ooh, precious human right. Life. I keep trying to say rebirth and life at the same time. Our precious human life. With the intention to develop our minds into a deeper understanding so that we can be of the greatest possible benefit to others. So we will go ahead and open with our usual Sunday morning opening prayers. Give me a moment to get that up. Unless Venerable Lama, if you want to lead that for us this morning.
Sure, let's see. So we start with Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Deyata mune mune mahamunaye soha. Deyata mune mune. Mahamuni. soha. He ata mone mone maha monaye soha. Now the Medicine Buddha stanza and mantra. So as Geshe says, we try to visualize Medicine Buddha. The crown of your head?
Venerable Lama, we can barely hear you.
Okay. Try to, see. Can you hear me better now?
Yes, that's better.
Okay. So I'll just go ahead and just say the stanza and mantra. Bhagavan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispel of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So we'll say seven of these. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Teyata om bekanze, bekanze, maha bekanze, bekanze, raja samugate soha. Now the four immeasurables. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. Now the verse and praise and mantra for Chenrezig, the Buddha of great compassion. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, this head of perfect Buddha crowns in light. Gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig, all seeing one, I prostrate. So we'll say eight of these. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om of the verse and prayers and mantra for Green Tara. Tara liberates from cyclic existence. Tutara liberates from fears. Tutara liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re So Ha. 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 Don, I think you're muted.
Thank you. I am. I was. So let's go ahead and just start to settle our minds and our bodies in preparation for some meditation. So we'll just quickly review the 7-point meditation posture. If you're sitting on a cushion, you've got your legs crossed in a comfortable position, and you want to make sure that the you're at the front of your cushion so that your spine is kind of automatically kept straight. If you're in a chair, both feet flat on the floor. Hands are in your lap, with the right hand on the palm of the left hand and your thumbs touching. Eyes are lightly closed or just barely open, and you're gazing downward. You've got your tongue right behind your front teeth on the upper palate. That helps you relax your mouth and keep from drooling. And your mouth is slightly open. And the main thing is keeping our back straight in a comfortable, relaxed position so that we can focus on what we're doing. And then just to settle our minds, let's go through the 9-round breathing meditation. And this helps to remove waste energy from our channels. So we begin with the ring finger on the left hand. You press your left nostril to close it, and breathe in through your right nostril, and then you move your hand to the other side and breathe out through your left nostril. And we'll do that 3 times. And then we'll switch to the right hand. Close the right nostril and breathe in through the left. Close the left nostril and breathe out through the right. And we'll do that 3 times. And then we'll breathe in and out 3 times through both nostrils. So let's just begin now. Okay, and now if we can bring ourselves back to the room, and I'm going to hand over to David Maclis, who will lead us in a meditation on change. Thank you, David.
Thank you, Donna. Hey, can you hear me all right? Okay,
yes.
Very good. So while we're relaxed, just keep our minds, our eyes closed, and our minds focused on our breathing. And again, reset your motivation or your intention. Think about why we're here today, while we're meditating, not just for our own individual benefit, but we're taking this time to focus our mind and develop in a way that we can become wiser and kinder person for family members, friends, neighbors, and to all beings. Try to stretch that motivation as far as possible while still keeping a sense of compassion. As this day, which represents change, Easter, think about how we're changing moment by moment. And then ask yourself, is there anything that's not changing? In your mind, just scan the room where you're sitting and think of any object. And ask yourself, is that object changing? The clothes you wear, the furniture, even the building you're in is constantly changing. Think about one of those objects and what it looked like 5 years ago or 20 years ago. What will that object look like 5 years from now in the future and 20 years from now in the future? Now think about your body as you breathe. As the oxygen enters your lungs, as you inhale, it's picked up by blood cells, carried throughout your body. And other gases and waste are transported to your lungs and expelled as you exhale. With every breath in and every breath out, your body is constantly changing. Throughout the day, the body takes in new materials and expels old materials. The components of the food that you ate are broken down, become part of your body, and old materials that are no longer needed are excreted. Even your blood cells die every 120 days, and new ones are constantly being produced. About every 4 weeks, your skin cells die and fall off, and new ones are being created from the products that you've eaten and inhaled. ...30,000 skin cells have died since we started this meditation. Every minute. And the magnitude of change goes way back. Each cell that quietly dies was produced through an unbroken chain of cell divisions. The constant change going backwards in time to the humble beginnings about 4 billion years ago. Quite literally, we're not the same physical body we were a year ago, nor are we the same physical body we'll be a year from now. Not only is our physical body changing, but the person that we recognize as ourself is constantly changing, and our mind is constantly changing as well. Imagine as you're sitting here, someone else walks into the room and you look and it's you 15 years younger. And they sit down next to you or in front of you and you have a conversation with that person. What advice might you give them, and what advice might they give you? How have we changed since that person 15 years ago? Or imagine now somebody else walks in the room. And it's you 15 years in the future. And you have a conversation with that person. How might that conversation go? What advice might you give them, and what advice might they give you? Now imagine somebody walks in, the door opens, someone with a cane, and it's you at 100 years old. And they slowly walk over and sit down. What conversation might you have with that person? What advice would they give you? Allow yourself an opportunity to reflect on the nature of change. and try to hold on to those thoughts and feelings as long as possible. And recognize that if everything is changing, anything is possible. Now slowly bring your mind back to your room. Back to the present. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Or thoughts about that meditation?
Love the ending, David. That was very helpful mentally. Thank you. Everything
Thank you.
Is possible.
Donna, I'll turn it back over.
Okay, thank you. So now we're going to spend a few minutes meditating on our precious human life. So let's take a moment to shake out any tension, refresh our relaxed meditation posture. And we'll begin with just watching the breath for a moment to keep our minds stabilized. Just a moment. And now let's take a little inventory of how we think about our lives, the worries and the joys. And just give yourself time to really mentally enumerate those worries. Your job, your health, your family. And now take a moment to enumerate the joys in your life, the people you love, the successes, anticipation, achievements. Which list is easier to compile? Which habits of thought dominate our minds? Joy or worry? Now let's explore how our very human life is like hitting the jackpot. Even if we have many obstacles and difficulties, there are so many reasons to rejoice in this human rebirth. Consider the other non-human realms where we might have been born. In the lower realms, there's great suffering. Even animals who enjoy a pampered life as a family pet are unable to think and reason and train their minds in positive directions. They bark in fear at strangers, jump at shadows, cower when they hear loud noises. No way to understand what surrounds them. How fortunate we are to have the benefits of the human consciousness. In the higher realms, higher than human, the difficulties and frustrations that complicate human life are absent. And without those complications, there's no incentive at all to practice. Eventually, that easy life ends and it's back to difficulties. It's like getting a big inheritance and spending it all on partying instead of investing in a home or an education, something that will increase in value. With the human life, we have the opportunity to make that investment. Now think about our individual life itself. Not every human life is blessed with freedoms and opportunities that allow spiritual practice. Many of us here, although probably not all of us, don't have to worry much about where the next meal is coming from. Even if we are struggling, we don't have to spend all day, every day, laboring hard just to earn enough for a few bites of food. We don't live in a war zone with bombs raining down from the skies or soldiers storming into our cities. We aren't currently fleeing the ravages of war, famine, or poverty. We aren't trying to leave our homes to reach a safe haven. We enjoy living in a country that allows a diversity of religious expression. We've had the good fortune to meet the Buddha's teachings with the mental capacity to understand them, explore them, and apply them in our own lives. Think how these teachings have added meaning and peace in this life for ourselves. Of course, we still have problems and worries. Maybe our health isn't great. Maybe our job is too demanding. Our boss and coworkers difficult to deal with. Maybe our parents are sick. Or our children are getting into trouble. Maybe the plumbing needs to be fixed for the fifth time. Maybe our spouse or partner is hypercritical or drifting away from us. Maybe we're lonely. Maybe we struggle to believe our lives are meaningful. These problems, these very complications, are actually the biggest blessing possible. They're the fuel that runs the engine of our spiritual exploration and practice. Without difficult circumstances, we have no opportunity to develop patience. Without challenging people, we cannot practice compassion. Without others with whom we can share, we have no chance to be generous. The very fact that we are here this morning instead of outside playing in the spring sunshine is a reason to rejoice. We have enough freedom from struggle and worry to set this time aside, and we're using it positively. That makes us so lucky. We are putting our feet on the path leading away from all complications. Now take a moment to just rest in that great good fortune. Relish the quiet joy of realizing how precious this life is. Congratulate ourselves on taking advantage of this amazing opportunity by pursuing a spiritual life. And head out into the day with a happy heart. And so bring yourself back into this present, into the shared space we are in this morning. And are there any questions or comments? Okay, then I'm going to turn it over to David for another meditation.
Lots of contemplation time this morning. So we're going to continue, I guess, as we're thinking about change. Just, again, get yourself comfortable. Allow your mind to just settle a little bit. We'll just do a bit of visualization. Allow your breath to kind of, your mind to kind of focus on your breath. Let your attention settle there. And just breathe normally. Observing the full duration of your inhalation and exhalation. And just allow your mind to kind of rest on that breath. Just like when we breathe, where I was talking about how we bring things of benefit into our body as we inhale and we exhale all of the waste and products that are no longer needed. You can even think for a moment that as you exhale, not only are the products that you exhale not needed, but they're plants and trees and whatnot, other living organisms that will benefit from that. And they provide things for us that benefit as we inhale. Imagine when we inhale, all the positive energy in the universe gathers on the winds and enters into your body with your breath in the form of pure, radiant, bright light. Visualize this light flowing to every part of your body, filling every cell, leaving you relaxed, light, and blissful. And as you exhale, imagine all negative energy, past mistakes, your distorted conceptions and emotions, all the negativity leave your body with the breath. You can even visualize this negative energy as thick, dark, oily smoke and send it out and away from you. And then imagine the wind blowing it into space where it disappears completely. In doing so, feel confident that you freed yourself from every trace of faults and negativities. So just allow yourself to concentrate on this experience, breathing out dark smoke, problems, and negativities, breathing in bright light, good energy. When you're distracted by thoughts or feelings, just simply observe them. No reaction, no involvement. And you can transfer those, the negative ones, into thick smoke and exhale that into oblivion. If you find yourself distracted, just let the thought go and continue to focus on the breath. And you can allow your mind to gently come back to your room. Okay. Donna, I'm going to let you finish things up here.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. We're going to go ahead and say our dedication prayers. If I can find them. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled, with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. And now long life prayers for his, beginning with His Holiness. In a land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Tenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Awatari, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. And now seven green taro mantras for the long, happy, healthy lives of our dear Geshis. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, David. That was lovely. Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you, David.
Yes. Thank you so much.